This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the bit of rain during the week, but it's starting to get a bit sunny and a bit warmer for the weekend. Might make for good conditions to go out on the boat and catch some fish. I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. How are you this morning, Leon?
Very good. Thank you, Jordan. How are you? Did you enjoy your holiday?
I very much did, and came back feeling very rested, and then that feeling left pretty much day two returning to work. That's the way it always goes.
A bit of irony, I suppose. You know, it was a bit windy last week and all that sort of stuff. Probably a lot of the fish went on holidays while you're on holidays as well. So we'll get back into it, though. And I've been doing a bit of a ring around to find out what's been happening. And we're still catching lots and lots of snook out there at this particular time. It's a fantastic time for snook. Usually from the start of September, they'll run through for a while. And once you catch hold of them, they're usually in around 12 foot of water. So any of you guys want to try it for the first time, you know, it's just trawling along around about 4 knots is a nice speed. Otherwise, they have to sort of work too hard. Little white lures are the way to go. And, you know, I think you'll find once you hit them, just hit that mark on your GPS and just keep doing the circle. You'll go around and catch a few. And I think it's good eating, and it's also an opportunity to get the old smoke box out and smoke them up, because snook are absolutely beautiful prepared that way. Some of our King George Whiting fishermen are still just holding on. The water's a bit cool, so you can still catch King George Whiting. So the points are from Woods Point round through to Eastern Shoal, Checkerboy area and Third Creek Passage. You should be able to catch a feed working around as you do. The incoming yellowfin whiting we had at the start of last month or end of last month have sort of quietened down a little bit because the weather has gone a bit cooler, but don't be afraid to have a try in on the shallows. And I reckon if we're talking about Port Davis around the Oval, you should be able to find yourself a feed there. Or if you go up to Barrows Beach, it should be good also. But don't forget, still squid. But what I'm really looking forward to is that once we start getting a little bit closer, we get our first taste of new season crabs. So don't be shy to put the net over in deeper water, and you might be surprised in just what you find. So I hope you all have a great weekend with fishing.
No worries. Well, Leon, and same to you, but thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Jordan. See you then.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. I'm joined this morning by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. How are you this morning, Brenton?
Yeah, very well.
So what are we looking forward to with the fishing this weekend?
Well, the reports have been a little bit slow because of the weather. But having said that, the Waller area has, Point Riley has been a bit quiet with the salmon. There's only the odd salmon being reported, but there's been quite a few squid, so that's still doing all right. Marina has a few salmon trout, and the jetty fish pretty well for crabs and squid. There's a few gar starting to show up, which is good news, and there's some tommies after dark. Boats out of Wallaroo got big whiting on the middle ground and the boiler area and in close around some of the channel marker poles. Squid and crabs were pretty much widespread. They were all over the place. And there are a few salmon down at Bird Reef. Down at Moona Bay, jetty has plenty of squid and crabs, a few tommies and snook at night, and the odd yellowfin whiting in the shallows and out on, off some of the beaches. And the boats out from Port Hughes have got King George Whiting in the bay. Those that ventured out a bit deeper and south of the Cape got fish. And squid were pretty widespread as well. Quite a few crabs being caught in our area as well, down Moona. That's probably about it. Hopefully with the weather looking a bit better for the weekend, hopefully people can get out and get themselves a feed.
Yeah, I'm sure that, at least by this time next week, when the probably not as much rain, not as much wind, people will have a better idea of what's out there.
Yeah, I think the wind wasn't probably the real big problem, probably more so the rain. I think people just sort of kept out of it a bit.
Which is fair enough. It was coming down pretty hard.
It was.
Brenton, thank you so much for joining me again this morning.
No worries.
That's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.